Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. Commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella. And today, I wanted to discuss, and I think it's super important, the differences between underwriting a smaller multifamily deal and a larger multifamily deal. In the grand scheme of things, you might think it's the same, but the number of units does play a factor in it because of several different things. First things first is the management fee. So when we underwrite our deals, we're looking at management fees in the low 3 to 4%. But on smaller deals, your management fee could be much higher. So it's important to know, you know, if you're looking at 20 units, a property manager might be looking at an 8, 9, even 10 property management fee. But as you get bigger, there might be a, you know, 50 to 70 units that kind of blurs the line of a management fee plus payroll. But as you get bigger, there's just a management fee for just dealing with the operation. So it's super important when you're looking at deals that you, one, understand what that management fee structure looks like. Because the 20 unit might not have as many people on staff, so you might have a higher fee, but lower payroll. And then as you get bigger, the percentage goes down, but payroll goes up. So it's super important to really understand that what that management fee structure looks like, and also how it implicates your payroll. So, you know, you might have more payroll. It might be so small in the operations, there's contract services might go up. So just super important to spell it out, and everything's market to market. It can be entirely different in each of the markets. So I think it's super important to understand the payroll versus management fee piece. Another thing that is super important to understand is administrative costs. So when you're looking at bigger deals, administrative costs include your software, which is similar to the smaller deals, but it might be larger because you have back office supplies, refreshments, any office equipment that is entirely necessary to run a property. But on smaller deals, you should expect some of the expenses to potentially be less, unless that property, you're renting a desk at a different property. I've seen sometimes on that T12, but inherently, if you don't have an office there, your administrative could be less because you're running efficiently. So it's just important to see that way, understand the administrative tasks. And if you're using a third-party property manager, ask what those administrative costs would be. I would expect software, I'd expect some paperwork and legal documentation, but also the evictions as well. And another piece of information that I think is super important when really diving in on the smaller markets, and I think it's just having that flexibility, is marketing. When we're with the RAND way is we're generally reassessing. We're looking at artificial intelligence with Lisa. She's a marketing bot that allows us to go through and have artificial intelligence on apartments.com interacting with future residents and seeing, do they qualify? Do we have availability? Can we schedule showings? So we have from that spectrum to apartments.com, Craigslist, Facebook, you name it. We're all across the board. I know with apartments, you know, with the smaller units, I'm not saying don't spend any dollars on marketing. I've even seen on larger units do SEO. But on the smaller units, I've seen groups do more Facebook Marketplace. So if you see those smaller marketing dollars, don't just assume it's not there. I think their, you know, operators on the smaller ones are using creative ways like Facebook Marketplace, could be referrals, or it could be an opportunity. I mean, there's no website. There could be a lot of different opportunities. So I think those are just when you're underwriting those deals. So, and then also too, when underwriting smaller deals, it's important to see how much you can increase rents. I think, you know, on the bigger properties, you're just burning off the loss to lease, but I've seen a lot of novice investors skyrocketing rents. And it's really just taking the rent roll and really factoring in, hey, if I change 2 units a month in rent, is that plausible with my team that I have? Can my cash flow support it? Can my balance support, my bank balance support it? Because the last thing you want to do is, hey, in 6 months, I'm going to take everyone's rent up and double it when you're modeling it. But when you only have 20 units it's, you know, you might not have enough contractors to do all of those turns on the front end. So it's just super important to make sure that you're doing an ease of growth, especially when it's your first few deals, that you have the team, you have the bandwidth, you have the capacity, and they have the capabilities around you to make sure you're executing these deals. So I think when you're looking at smaller units, making sure you have a slow, not necessarily the slowest rent growth, but a rent growth that is realistic. And generally for RAND, when we're looking at it, we're looking at least 2 to 3 turns a month. So anything more than that really questions, unless it's obviously caveating it with, unless it's like zero vacant, you know, all are vacant, all need to be turned, you're hiring a construction crew. But I just really want to make sure that you have the team in place. So my investor pro tip is making sure when you're doing a smaller multifamily deal, if it's your first one, 10th one, or if it's a larger one, make sure you have the team in place. Make sure you have the capability and capacity, because the last thing you want to do is get the deal of a lifetime. It takes 10, you know, you need an entire construction team to execute it. However, they're busy. You can't get the team members lined up. They can't execute it. And now you have this deal burning money, becoming more of a distressed seller, and losing your investors' money. So I think it's important to make sure you have your team, your money, and everyone lined up so you can quickly execute and effectively execute your deals. So if you have any other questions about smaller or larger multifamily deals, reach out to me at miket@randcre.com. If you have any other questions regarding the podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@randcre.com. And until then, we'll see you next week.